Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in on this evening. I'm excited. Here in Chicago, we got almost up to 80 degrees. I went and picked up a motorcycle and got caught in the rain, so I've been showered on this evening for this service that we're having on tonight. I'm very excited. Our speaker is already on the line, so I'm going to say thank you again for joining us on Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron, part of Smile 3D Ministries, where we come to you every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, which we have this broadcast that's brought to you by via Facebook, web, and our host for that service part is the Honorable Apostle-Elect Cecilia Kaiser. So I'm going to go and ask Minister Sheila Kaiser if she will pray, and right after her prayer, I would like for the man of God, which our speaker on tonight is our very own wonderful Superman. For those that know him and for those that don't know him by that name, we will tell you his real name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. So at this time, Minister Sheila, would you pray for us? And then the prophet can go right into the service.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, and the Son, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I cannot thank you enough, because if it wasn't for you, none of us would have seen this wonderful new day. Each day that we wake up, we should say, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. We thank you because it is another new day. I call it another birthday that you have blessed us to live and to enjoy and to praise your name. Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you. And I thank you. I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for waking us all up this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't the noise. It wasn't the husband, the wife, the children. It was you. It was your mercy, your love, your graciousness to say, yes, another day for my daughters and sons on earth that you have blessed. And we need you, Lord. We need you more and more each day to remove all the harm, danger, and demons and the devils and his people from us, Lord. We need you to bless us and to let us know you are the head. You are the only one. You are the head of our life and should be the head of our life. And to understand we only have life because of you, because of the Father and Son. I thank you and I ask you to bless Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Apostle-Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright. I thank you and ask you to bless each and every person on this work, earth. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my cousins, my daughters, my son. Excuse me, my granddaughters, my grandson. Lord, I ask you to bless all, each and every one of my bloodline family and also my spiritual family. Lord, we need you. I can't say how much we need you because day by day, these devil demons and these hateful people with their games that they think is life and fun, it's the way to have. Lord, we need you to cover us with your angels. So send them down to let us know your way is the only way. It's a blessful way. It's a peaceful way. It's the loving way. It's the way of life to mean that we mean, and we need to know the meaning of the Father, God, and us, and the Son, Lord Jesus. Lord, we need your help. Bless the government, each and every department of this cabinet of the government that know, that need to know, and they need to know that they are there for the people, not just for selfish reasons. They are there for all people, no matter what your color is, no matter what your religion is. We are all one in God's house. Lord, we need you. We need you. And we need you to bless us all and to let us know that you are the one for us. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I can never thank you enough. But, Lord, I thank you for another day because without you, we would not be here. Now I'm going to turn it over to Prophet Antoine Thomas.
Thank you so much. I very much appreciate that, and thank you for that prayer. I'm excited tonight, and see, I was already on, ready to go. I'm just excited about God, just excited about direction, what God is sharing with us, and just in this resurrection celebration season, I'm excited, as, you know, to happen in the spirit realm. You know, I'm trained, you got to recognize what God is saying during certain seasons, and not it just be about a particular holiday or whatever the case might be, because, you know, those are saying, oh, Easter is a pagan holiday. I'm not talking about Easter. I'm talking about resurrection. I'm talking about the fact that he got up, and I'm happy about him dying. Thank you, Lord. I'm happy about him being beaten. And say, you know, somebody said, well, how can you be excited about him being beaten? Well, he went through that so that I wouldn't have to go through it. He went through that so that I could have eternal life. He went through everything that he went through so that I would have opportunities and chances. Not only that, but that I could know that when I do have to go through it, that when I do have to deal with the woes and the situations in life, that I can make it through, that I don't have to be discouraged. I don't have to be sad, because there's a trial. Because he reminds me that all things are working together for the good of them who love God and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. And I just want to share, if it's okay, on last Wednesday we were a part of the Easter, the Resurrection Celebration Week, and what they call Holy Week. And we did just a reminder of the last seven sayings of Jesus as he was being crucified. And if it's okay, I just want to kind of share with you tonight what the Lord shared with me concerning the particular part, the Latin saying, where Jesus said, it is finished. And so that particular part we shared was out of John chapter 19, verse number 30. And it says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Tonight, I just want to share with you that it's finished, but I'm not. I'm going to say it again. It's finished, but I'm not. In sometimes in our lives, we tend to go through things, and we tend to deal with situations and circumstances and not know when to say enough is enough. And at some point in your life, you have to say enough is enough. And not just about the bad things, not just about the things that you're going through. Sometimes you have to say enough is enough about where you are in life. You have to recognize where you are and say, hey, I've been here too long. I haven't had enough productivity in my life. And this is where the unproductivity stops. And I'm not talking about circumstantial productivity. I'm not talking about you just happen to trip up on something. I'm talking about measured manifestation. Thank you, Lord. Measured manifestation of a new dimension in your life. Hallelujah. You have to know that suffering has an expiration date. And the Bible says, to everything there is a season. You've got to know when that season for that particular thing is done and over with, and not allow it to overlap into a new season of your life. Sometimes we have things in our lives that have overlapped into a new season because we have not allowed it to be cut off and to be dead or to end. And have to dare to tell a situation, all right, that's enough. We've had enough of that. No more alcoholism in our family. No more, hallelujah, no more babies out of wedlock. No more firing. No more premature death in our family. You got to make up in your mind that it's a new season and it's a new day. There's a fresh anointing, hallelujah, and it's coming my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming to me. Don't be afraid to declare enough is enough. You say, well, prophet, you don't know how long I've been dealing with this thing, and you don't know how deep it is, and I didn't get a good prognosis, I didn't get a good diagnosis. That don't matter to God. Make up your mind. Be like David. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that continues to defy the army of the Lord? Some things in your life have not died because you haven't confronted them. Oh, man. Some things have not died because you have not taken the time to let them know you are out of order, you are out of line, you have no right here, you have no business here, you have no authority here, and the buck stops here. Don't be afraid to confront that thing. And tell them, this is all. This is, it's over with. You don't have to embrace the diagnosis of the devil. You don't have to take on what he said about you or what he tries to make a part of your identity. I say it so many times, and I'll say it again. Sometimes we allow what we go through to become a part of our identity. Jesus healed Bartimaeus, but we continue to call him blind Bartimaeus. This woman's been healed. Not only was she healed, but she was made whole. But we continue to call her the woman with the issue of blood. Because we are so used to recognizing things by the condition and not by the conclusion. And that, for some of us, requires us to change our conversation. One thing that my pastor pointed out to us a couple of weeks ago was to stop claiming things that no longer has a part in your life. You know, we break up with somebody, we call them my ex. That ain't showing anything. This is the person I used to date, but he's not my anything. You know, you say my arthritis. I don't have an arthritis. There's an arthritis that may be here, but it's not mine. My rheumatism, my backache, my back pain. No, that's not mine. I'm not claiming that. I'm not making that a part of who I am. I'm not changing my fingerprint to include that situation. I'm not changing my state ID so it'll say Antoine with the back pain, Antoine with the headache. Make up your mind that it has nothing to do with me. This is just a vehicle that God is using to bring forth his glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You got to make up in your mind, it's finished, but I'm not. Make up in your mind that this thing is done and over with, and I refuse to continue to be associated and recognized with hurt and disappointment and issues in my life. That's not what he called me. And guess what? I may not be perfect, but God sees me as good. If you notice in the creation, everything that God did, he said, and he saw that it was good. Now, mind you, it wasn't finished, and it wasn't perfect. But the Bible says, and he saw that it was good. You may not be perfect, but God still sees you as good. You may have some shortcomings, but God still sees you as good. Why do you see yourself? Because he didn't die for you to put that foolishness on life support. Don't let what you go through become the norm in your life. When Jesus was being crucified, they gave him, many of you know this, and it bears repeating, that he said, "I thirst." And then they gave him vinegar. Now, if you do the history and find out the custom, that they would normally give someone wine during their transition of life. But in this particular case, they gave him vinegar in a sense to mock him. Now, why am I saying that? I'm saying to you that the dying off of these situations that are in your life and that now has an expiration date may not be a pretty thing. It may not even be a normal way that it goes out. But don't be afraid to let it die. Because it has to die. Because the truth of the matter is, that thing is dying, not you. And you ought to make up in your mind, I'm not dying, I'm just simply getting ready for the next stage of my life, for the next phase of my promise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, because you don't do the things that you used to do, they think you're dying. And because you don't say the things that you used to say, they think that you're dying. It's simply because that part in my life is finished. That struggle in my life is finished. That stronghold in my life is finished. I am now walking in a new place. I'm walking under a new authority. Old song says, I'm in love under new management. And don't be afraid to be new. Don't be afraid to be different. Don't let people pull you back into an old place simply because they're not comfortable with the new you. Because you know folks that do that. They try to pull you to an old place that they know you from to make themselves comfortable. I didn't come on to be long tonight. I just want to tell somebody, don't be afraid. So walk into a new place. Sometimes the enemy makes you apprehensive because there are some variables, some unknowns, some possible X factors in it that you cannot calculate. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hear you talking, Holy Ghost. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence, hallelujah, of things not seen. My faith, hallelujah, proves what I cannot see. Bless you, Jesus. I said my faith proves what I cannot touch. Hallelujah. My faith proves where there's no fingerprint left there. I love him today. And sometimes you have to challenge yourself to come out of your comfort zone and try God in a place where you can't trace him. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to try him where you can't trace him. Oh, my. Back is Renee. I told you I wasn't going to do a Facebook Live, but I may have to do one after this. I couldn't do it because I didn't have all the technology that would let me do both tonight. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say, don't be afraid to try me while you can't trace me. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I'm looking for you to stretch your faith. Looking for you to do something you've never done, to say something you've never said, and go somewhere you've never gone. Hallelujah. Expect a new trial. Expect a new tribulation. Expect a new struggle. You ought to be tired of the same old struggle, tired of the same old battle, tired of the same old tears, tired of the same old situation. Hallelujah. I'm looking for a new battle. I'm looking for a new endeavor, a new obstacle to overcome. I'm looking for it. The church like say I'm looking for a miracle, but I'm looking for a new obstacle to overcome. Hallelujah. To conquer something I've never conquered before. Bless you, Jesus. I promise you I'm almost done. But make up in your mind, it's finished, but I'm not. I've got bigger things to do. I've got a new sermon to preach, a new song to write, a new motorcycle to ride. I hear you, Sister Renee. Hallelujah. A new book to write, Apostle Elect. Hallelujah. A new, some more property to buy. Brandon, hallelujah. A new book to write, Dr. Wright, hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. A new testimony, a new song, a new house, a new job, a new friend, a new endeavor, a new platform. I've got some newness I got to grab. Hold up. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I've got some stuff that my hands need to touch, some new things my hands I've never touched, some things my eyes have never seen before, some places my feet have never walked before. I've got some newness in line for my life. And I refuse to allow my condition to be my conclusion. Hallelujah. I'm embracing the new. And before I take it back, I'll add more to it. My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky is not your limit. Hallelujah. It's way too low. God bless you tonight.
Yes, Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for that word on tonight. Some more newness. I got to expect a new struggle to get to the next level because I'm looking for new things in my life. Thank you, God, for the man of God bringing that word on to us tonight, making it live, making it live, making it seem like it's quickened in our spirit. I'm going to ask Apostle Elect to open up the lines, that anyone that want to make a remark could make a remark to the man of God on tonight. Apostle, would you open the lines, please? If anyone wants to make a comment, please do so at this time.
Good evening, good evening, good evening again. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the words, because as we need to know, if we don't know, what is old and what's in the past need to stay. You need to forever be for the newness, for the forward, to the gracious of God. If you want to be old, stay old. I got a new kingdom. I got a new father. I got a new goal. And the way I'm looking is better and better, because I know God has me in a new way, his way. And which is the right way. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you.
Thank you so much, Minister Sheila, for those words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the man of God?
You know, in the world, they say someone did something, and I could just smack you. Well, Prophet, I don't want to smack you, but I sure enough want to give you a high five, because you are so on point. I mean, I thank you for the confirmation of the newness. I thank you for the confirmation of the word. And during this time, I'm in a senior leadership executive type training. And the first day, we were talking about newness, and we're talking about the strengths and forgetting about those things that we used to have as a weakness and things of that sort. So I thank you, man of God. I thank you for the confirmation. I thank you for obeying God. And I thank you for reminding us, because in order to get to that next level, whether it's professional, personal, or spiritual, whatever it is, like you said, there's got to be challenges that you got to overcome so that you're not trying to do the same thing, the same way, in the same place, thinking that you're going to get promoted professionally, personally, or spiritually. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, man of God.
Amen. Yes. Is there anyone else who would like to have words on tonight? Okay, well, I'm going to just say to the man of God again, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for being excited to bring the word forth. Thank you for being excited to teach the people. Thank you for being excited to not be ashamed to open your mouth to say, stop waiting for the things of change, but in the same way. Don't be afraid to step out on the new struggles and deal with it. Thank you for saying that to us, to let us know if you want the next level, you're going to deal with some stuff, but you have taught us how to deal with it and what to do with it. Once they come upon us, just stay in focus and stay in the hands of God. But, man of God, I want to ask you, do you have any plugs you want to get out and tell us what's going on?
Indeed, yes, ma'am. May the 9th and then May the 10th, we'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, with the New Wine Christian Center for their spring revival. It's going to be at New Wine Christian Center on Flat Shows. Let me just pull up that flyer real quick. It's going to be an awesome time. Now, that revival is going to be the from the 5th until the 10th, but we will be a part of that particular revival on May the 9th and then May the 10th as well. We'll be there, and the address is going to be 4451 Flat Shows Road in Atlanta. I'm sorry, actually it's Union City, which is pretty much just right outside of Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be there with Apostle Donald Graham. There's going to be some awesome speakers Sunday and Monday, and another awesome speaker Tuesday and Wednesday, and then yours truly will be closing out on Thursday and Friday. I am looking for God to completely disrupt what I think is my program and just completely just wreck us all together. I'm looking for God to do something that just simply that does not make sense. That's exactly what I'm looking for in this revival day. So meet us there. Amen?
Amen. You know, man of God, prophet, cousin, family, all the above, I'm going to ask you to hold me up in your prayers because I was speaking with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, and I was telling her that with us losing our very own Elder Kathy Kendall, that her Friday night services, I did not think that they should just end. And I had prayed before I had said anything, and I know what God had dropped in my spirit. And I shared it with her, and I told her what God told me, and I had shared it with Pastor Troy. And before I could say, pray with me or for me what to do, he said, Renee, you ought to do the show. And I started laughing because I said, God, I was trying to get out of doing what you said because I didn't want it to feel like it was me instead of God talking to me. And I've been trying to do her Friday night service for the last two Fridays, and I just want you to pray for me and hold me up because that's a new place for me, and that's going to be on a new level because that's going to be something that I have to stay faithful and focus on also. So would you please hold me up in your prayers when you're praying for me?
Oh, yeah. You brought back to a point to me that I meant to mention tonight. There's only a finish because there has to be a new beginning.
Yeah.
One thing that my father told me when missionary Alma Jones from Missionary Church of God in Christ, when she passed away, my father, Pastor President, said to me, he said, son, those who pass the torch must move out of the way so that those who take the torch can then run forward. So, woman of God, I'm going to say to you, Elder Kendall moving on to her reward was not just about her moving to her reward, but also her moving to the side that you can take the torch and keep it moving. And so, Father, we give you praise tonight, not only just for new endeavors and for new assignments, but, Father, we thank you that you have given us the strength to fulfill these assignments, oh God. I pray, oh God, that she walk in wisdom, that she walk in favor, that she walk in your power, and nothing less. We give you praise and we give you honor because everything that you do it well. And so, Father, we stand in agreement with heaven. Father, let your will be done. Whether it be long term, whether it be seasonal, whether it be whatever it's going to be, Father, you know the end result. But, Father, right now we pray that you empower her like never before. And, Father, for each and every one of us who share on Blog Talk Radio, whatever day it is, whatever Monday it is, whatever week it is, whatever the month it is, Father, you get the glory out of this.
Yeah.
And it not just be something that we do or just be something that we do because we want somebody to hear us, but, Father, that you get the glory. Somebody is edified and somebody is uplifted and somebody is purified and healed, set free and delivered. And we give you honor and we give you glory. Father, have your way in all of our lives, in everything that we say and everything that we do. Let this word tonight marinate in our souls and cause us to see fruit thereof today, tomorrow, next week, next month, and next year, and for the rest of our lives. You arise and let enemies be scattered. And we will give you all of the glory. Hallelujah. We will give you all of the glory is thine. And we give you praise. Yes. We give you glory. Every house is blessed. Blessed. Is blessed, oh God. Every body is healed in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
It is so, and so it is. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, I thank you for the prayer and encouragement. I want to thank you all for sharing Freddie Chronicles. That is something that really excites us, and we look forward to it. I just want to say I thank you for continuing on with the ministry and not letting go and not stepping back, stepping down, and losing confidence. I thank you for just letting God use you, bless you. I follow you on Facebook. I see what God is taking you. I see the people he's putting you with. I see him pulling you up front. I see him just doing things with you. And I'm just so blessed to be able to see these things and just know that God isn't finished yet. So I'm saying that to say, keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. You are doing some things and got people looking and they're changing their minds about what they're going to do and what they are doing. So I want to say to Apostle-elect, thank you also for continuing on with the program, not letting go. It's some things me and her talked about, and I'm praying that it come to pass, that we're going to do bigger and better things with Blog Talk. And I'm just trusting God with that. And I want to know if, Apostle, you have any words you would like to share with the people or with us at this time?
No, ma'am. The prophet has already spoken, and I agree.
Amen. Yes. So, Prophet, could you pray us out for tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Father, it is our prayer that you be pleased with our praise. Father, calls us to be A-level Christians. And, Father, if there be anything in us that could be displeasing to you, not only do we take it out, but, Father, we completely surrender it to you. We don't hold on to it. We don't cuddle it, Father. We don't negate the fact that it's there. But, Father, we surrender everything that we are, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we ask you to have your way in our lives. Father, touch our government, touch our president, touch our mayors, touch our governors, touch our U.S. Senate, oh God, and our representatives and those in every facet of government, even Sister Sheila prayed today, Father. We continue to agree with that prayer. We hold up that prayer, Father. Touch our government, Father. in the name of Jesus. Touch our police officers. Touch our fire workers, oh God. Touch our teachers, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you honor. Father, show yourself strong throughout this land. And we give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for those words. Okay, y'all. Next Monday is our fifth Monday. And on the fifth Monday, we have a speaker also. So I'm praying and I'm going to talk to the apostle-elect to see who that speaker shall be. We will get with you all. Please pay attention to the posting that I put up on Facebook under my name, Sylvia Kaiser, to let you all know who the speaker will be for the fifth Monday. And we want to say, please don't forget to tune in on Friday night for Blog Talk. Let's talk at 9:30 Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, which I normally starts at 9 o'clock now, Central Standard Time. And it'll be 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. I would like to tell you also we have a Sunday morning service with our very own apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser along with Minister Brandon at 9:30 Central Standard Time a.m., 10:30 Central Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time a.m. So that's also called Let's Talk. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't forget, every Monday night, we are here with a man or woman of God bringing forth the word of God. We are all excited because when you finish listening to this program, we don't want you to get off the phone or off Facebook Live when it's available and don't have a change in your life. Don't have a desire for your space to be changed, your taste buds to be changed, your thoughts to be changed. If you are not saved, we're asking you to pray and ask God to give you a heart and a mind to desire to want to be saved. Don't forget that. Please don't forget. God is able to do everything and anything. But one thing we do know, God don't make no mistakes and God doesn't fail. So with that being said, we want to say good night.